Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. To some, the appointment of John Bolton by President Trump as his national security advisor is an answer to prayer. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table to explain that statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about the fact that the president removed General McMaster, replacing him with John Bolton?
Answered prayers. I think that's the quickest way to put it. John Bolton is somebody whose vision of the world coincides with the president. He is a change agent. He's also somebody who believes in putting America first. John is deeply interested in Iran. He understands that the Iranian regime is a strategic threat, not just to our ally Israel, not just to our allies in the Arab world, but to us as well. In the eyes of the Islamist State of Iran leadership, we are the great Satan. And that is something that John understands very, very well. And when I say take the gloves off, I don't mean sending in troops or dropping bombs. I mean doing the thing that we actually do best as the United States of America, and that is exporting our values, helping the people of Iran to achieve freedom from this tyrannical, imposed regime.
What about Russia?
I think John is a realist towards Russia. He realizes that Russia does not have to be an enemy in everything. He understands there's a strategic competition there. But we can also cooperate Russia where possible, for example, in fighting ISIS. And that's what President Trump has wanted to do. Let's be realistic, and he will be.
And Russia is in Iran both, as you've just been talking about, these two nations in Syria. So how will he advise the president on Syria?
I think there, the goal of the United States is twofold. Number one, to defeat the Islamic State. So that's the first goal. The second goal, and it's just as important now, is to get Iran out of Syria, because Iran is now using Syria as a forward base to position itself and its military forces against Israel.
And North Korea, we have got to bring them to the table. How's he going to deal with North Korea?
And I can't imagine him saying anything different to the president than what he said in public. And he said, if this summit between President Trump and Little Rocket Man does not talk about denuclearization, it does not start to focus on denuclearization right away, he said, then we could all just go off and go see to the tourist sites. John understands very well that we've wasted decades in previous administrations, Republican and Democrat, in talking to the North Koreans. We're going to cut to the chase. We're going to go to the top and see if there's a deal to be made. He and the president are on the same wavelength. They're going to see if there's a deal to be made. And if there's not, they're out of there.
Ken Timmerman on how John Bolton will advise the president as his national security advisor. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17 reveals that the Lord will use political leaders to fulfill the will of God for the end of time. Trump's appointment of John Bolton as his national security advisor is evidence of that prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...